About filters. Changing filters regularly is essential for your equipment to perform its best. Recommended intervals for filter changes vary between 250 and 500 hours. It might be tempting to select a bargain filter brand, but an inferior filter can cause damage to your equipment. If you want to save money on filters, talk to Miller Bradford in Risberg about our fleet discount program. If you spend over $3,000 per year on filters, we can offer substantial savings on your filters for any brand of equipment. Our filters always meet the requirements of the equipment manufacturer. Here are a few things you should know about filters. First, why are filters used? Filters are used to keep fuel, oil, and hydraulic fluids clean as they circulate throughout your machine systems, lubricating the parts and dispersing heat. There are fuel filters, engine oil filters, transmission filters, and hydraulic fuel filters. Why are filters important? Small particles from dirt and component wear are picked up by oil and hydraulic fluids as they flow through the equipment. If these contaminants are not separated from the fluids, they could cause tremendous damage to a machine. Using the correct filters will actually help maximize equipment performance and extend the life of your machine. A filter should capture contaminants and dirt effectively and perform well during the entire interval between filter changes. What affects a filter's performance? There are three components of a filter that are important. 1. The filter media. The fluids pass through filter material or media where contaminants are trapped. Naturally, what the filter media is made of is important. The material must be strong enough to last through the interval between changes, so it must be tough and not fall apart during its lifetime. If you look inside your filter, you see the pleated filter media. If it's brown, it's probably cellulose-based, made of paper. If it's white, it's probably made of synthetic material, which generally lasts much longer than cellulose. Examples are shown in the top photo on our website. 2. Filter construction. The filter must be constructed so that it traps extremely fine particles but doesn't get clogged and become ineffective. Inadequate capacity in a filter will trigger the bypass valve to open too early, and unfiltered fluids will enter the system. Some filters have a bypass mechanism. If the main filter media becomes clogged, the bypass mechanism will filter the fluids as a backup. This type of system provides additional protection against filter failure. In the bottom photo on our website, the Case IH filter shows a bypass mechanism on top of the filter media. 3. Filter canister. The filter canister should be strong enough to avoid collapse under high pressure. Collapsing would permit unfiltered fluids to flow through the system. Before you buy a filter, ask your Miller Bradford and Risberg parts representative whether the filter you plan to purchase meets the equipment manufacturer's requirements.